Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, June the 27th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. And tonight, we are talking about the expulsion of about 600 medical students from the University of Zimbabwe residencies following a protest over increase in tuition fees yesterday. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back. We are also streaming, of course, on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandebele.com. About 600 University of Zimbabwe medical students are hard-pressed for accommodation tonight, and some are actually on the streets after they were kicked out of college housing yesterday following a protest over school fees increases. Lichona njani zulukandaba ikuthi bana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lamhlanje sikhangela ukuxotshwa kwabafundi abafundela ubudokotela e-University of Zimbabwe. Batshengiseleke abafundi laba izolo besola ukukhwezwa kwempatalo yemfundo esingathi nge-30%. Basebethola ke incwadi izolo ntambama beyitshela ukubana kumele baphume baphele ezindlini zaleli kolishi. Sikhuluma nje bagcwele emachurchi, bagcwele esihlobeni labangane lamhlanje abanenge. Abanye babikwa besesitaladeni bengela ndawo zokuhlala ngoba abanye ngabavela kude baxotshiwe ke university ku-housing. Ezindlini kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela njalo batshengisele bengela mvumo. Baterere kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa The Connection chirongwa cheve chidiki nasi tiri kuzeya nyaya yekudzingwa kwevadzidzi vanoita zvidzidzo zveuchiremba kuUniversity of Zimbabwe zvichitevera kuratidzira kwavakaita nezuro vachinyunyuta nepamusana pekukwidzwa kwemari yedzidzo. Vakazotumirwa matsamba manheru acho nezuro vachiudzwa kuti vabude mudzimba dzecollege dzeUniversity of Zimbabwe. Kutaura kudai vamwe vacho vapotera kumachechi ndiko kwavari kurara nhasi asi vamwe vanonzi vari mumigwagwa havana kuwana kwavangarara. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. And many of you will remember that Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag movement joined these students in campus yesterday as they protested, and he was arrested thereafter, and he's being charged with inciting violence, public violence. I believe he remains in custody tonight, and it appears he's spending a second day in custody. We saw the human rights organization Amnesty International releasing a statement today saying that the Zimbabwean government continues on its repressive path, trying to beat down human rights advocates, human rights defenders. And it was saying that the government should actually release Pastor Ivan Mawarire without any further ado. Yilo-ke udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ngiyatsho mina ukubana izolo uPastor Ivan Mawarire lizakhumbula ukubana ubotshiwe ngemva kokutshengisela la abafundi laba wetheswa umlandu-ke wokutshotshozela udlakela. Sibonele namhlanje inhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele i-Amnesty International isethula-ke umbiko isola ukubotshwa kukaMawarire isithi yona kumele akhululwe njalo ukubotshwa kwakhe kukhomba sobali ukubana uhulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe, uhulumende weZANU-PF kazimiselanga ukuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu ngoba ayisilocala ukuthi umuntu atshengisele ngokuthula. Kodwa esikubone izolo sibone kusibali udlakela ekutshengiseleni lokhu ukuthi udlakela lolu luvele ngaphi. That's a subject of debate, but esikubone kumifanekiso kuma video esiwathunyelweyo ukuthi o security guard abalindi kuleli college abanye bathi ngomahobo yibo abaqaleke ukuchaya abafundi kwasokuqhamuka ke ingxabangxoza khonapho ndiyonyaya iri mugango nasi ndiri kuzeyazwe inyaya yekusungwa kwaba Pastor Ivan Mawarire vakabatika nawo pakuratidzira uku nezuro. Amnesty International yaburisa mashoko nasi ichikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti irelease ivise musungwa vamawarire nekuti akuratidzira hakuzi mhosva. So that's basically what we are talking about tonight. And I'm struggling to hear my producer to hear who we have on the line. Okay, joining us now is one of the expelled students who sought refuge at a church in Harare. Tonight, as we speak, the student is at that church, and we are not going to identify this student for obvious reason. Good evening, and welcome on Studio 7.
Okay.
Ataswira maswira o.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, give us a clear picture of what's happening at the moment. We understand that you are at some church. How many are you guys, and how was your day?
Yeah, our day was bad. It wasn't good at all. Currently, we are about 25 students. And we don't know the other guys when are they going to join us, because currently the other guys, they are at the UZ main campus and they are being evicted now as we speak by the security guard, because yesterday they didn't check out. So currently we are 25 so far.
And how about food? We saw Zinasu running around and some civil society groups such as the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights are going to court seeking a reversal of this, move by the University of Zimbabwe. Did you get any food?
Yeah, the food we are being supplied by the church and the well-wishers. We don't know who exactly is giving us, who is buying us the food, but we are just getting the food at the church. That's where all the students, they've been getting the students from the well-wishers and the donors.
Okay, so to make things clear, you guys have been expelled from college housing, not from the university itself. You can continue with your studies.
Currently, no, there are no studies undertaking at the medical school. We have been expelled from the residence, but as we speak now, tomorrow there's supposed to be an exam. The guys who are supposed to write an exam at 8 o'clock, at 8:30. So, literally speaking, the school is on, according to the university, they haven't yet stopped the studies. But the students, because we don't have anywhere to stay, we haven't bathed since morning, so there's no one who's going to school for some studies. But according to the usage, we're supposed to go to school tomorrow for an exam.
Saka mboti taurira ine kukwira kwefizi ya muri kutokana nayo apa mukoma yakwira ichibva papi ichienda papi?
Okay, so currently as a medical student we are supposed to pay about 450 tuition fee and then 322 mandatory fee, so which means that our fees this semester we're supposed to be $772. But currently the situation is the tuition fee has been increased from 450 per semester to about $900 per semester, and then you add on the mandatory fee, which is about $322 plus $900, which gives us about $1,200 something, and then you also add the accommodation fees, which is about $350 per 15 weeks. And then you also add $400 per 15 weeks. And then you also add another $400 for the other 15 weeks. So which is about $900 plus $1,200, which gives us about roughly about $2,100. That's where our fees currently are supposed to pay for a period of 30 weeks.
And obviously vakawanda venyu havaigoni mari havagoni kuiwana.
We cannot afford actually at the situation but that's $772. We cannot even actually afford some, we cannot even be in race as we currently speak. We cannot be in race. We cannot afford the $450 for race. We are staying outside the campus and we are struggling to meet to find our ends meet.
Please hold for me the Mkoma. Please do stay on the line. That's one of the expelled University of Zimbabwe students that we are not identifying for obvious reasons. Siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo, and joining me now is lawmaker Peter Mataruse, who chairs the committee, the parliamentary committee on higher education. Vamataruse Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, baba.
Aiwa, tiripo. Kurise kuchinoyuko.
Kuchinoyuko kanaka.
That's good.
Asi hakuna kwa muri koko.
Ano kuna kuri postere. Asi hakuna kunaka ku Harare uko ku UZ. Kwataona kuchidzingwa ma vadzidzi vanoita zveuchiremba vari kuchema sekunzwa kwenyu right now, they've nowhere to go. Muri kuzvionawo sei sachigaro vekomiti inoona nedzidzo yepamusorosoro?
Ndatoinzwawo nhasi, ndatofonerwawo neumwe journalist aitaura nyaya yacho. Tikati mutsanangurira kuti no, nyaya yakumbonzi kukwidzwa kwemafizi zvakambotaurwa kutanga kwegore, tikamiramira chaizvo ikabva yasiyiwa nezvayo. Saka nyaya yekukwidzwa nemafizi nemamiri yakaita nyika yedu zvakaoma. Komiti hainyanyi kufara nazvo, haina kufara nazvo nyange pazvaida kukwidzwa. Saka tiri kutoti no, sekomiti tiri kumhanyamhanya kuti aiwa tinobvire vanavo kuti aiwa garai pasi mutauri yani paende paite contenders vasvike pane pachidanho chinoita kuti chikoro chirambe chichienda mberi, vana vachibhadhara zvetirikwanisa sevabereki. Vabereki takaomerwa, and isusu tichatotora danho kuti mangwana garinenge ririko tinzwisise vakuna minista kuti nyaya iyi achaishandisa sei, bhikozi kudzingwa kwevana kunotirwadza zvakanyanya sekomiti.
Asi tichitarisa chikonzero vamataruse, vana ava vari kuchema nekushaya mari vari kushorawo hurumende nekutadza kuextend atingati mastudent loans everywhere in every country, and I'm talking about every normal country where you go. My students, government ine malona inopa ma students kuvabatsira kuti vange vachibhadhara ma tuition and mamwe ma costs anowanikwa panyaya dzidzo. Ko Zimbabwe zviri kufamba sei?
Ka budget rakataita regore rine pakanetsa kuti taite ka allocation kevana as
I'm sorry, we have lost Chinoi lawmaker Peter Mataruse there. Vanova Sachigaro, the committee, parliament, you know, nezvedzidzo yepamusoro-soro. Ngumnumzana Peter Mataruse, lo obe kuluma icingweni luqumile ucingo lwakhe. Ngumgcinisihlalo wekomiti ekhangelane lezemfundo yaphezulu obe sola kakhulu. Ukuxotshwa kwabafundi laba 600 e-University of Zimbabwe izolo ngemva kokubana betshengisele besola ukukhwela ukukhwezwa kwembhadalo yemfundo nge-30%. Bathi ikhwelile ke imali abayibhadalayo isuka kubo 450 khonapho yafika kubo 900 isidingakala yonke. Isihlangana yonke imali abayibhadalayo I think it's 15 months or so kuyabe kumele babhadale imali efika kubo 2000 njalo bayakhala ke njengoba lisazi ukuthi umumo weZimbabwe unjani. Bengimbuza ke uMataruse ukuthi khona kungani uhulumende weZimbabwe engafaki isikhwama eceleni abe encedisa abafundi ngalokuthiwa ngama-student loans. Kwakukhona-ke kudala kodwa sazi ukuthi kwasuka kwathini mhlawumbe ngomumo wezenotho ngamanga kuhle uhulumende wasuka wehluleka. Kodwa-ke akulandlela abafundi abangaphumelela benelise ukubhadala izimali zabo ngayo kungela ncedo abalitholayo kuhulumende. Ndimbodzoka kumdzidzi ari kuimwe church anovamudzidzi mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro. Muchiripo parunhare here mukomangu?
Hello, tichiripo parunhare.
Okay, ko hanzi ne University of Zimbabwe hanzi makanga muchiratidzira nemhirizhonga nezuro ndizvo here izvo?
Isusu sema students tanga takamira pa students union pabuilding yatinobvumirwa uyezve panzvimbo yatinobvumirwa kunge tichiratidzira ipapo anditika. And then security yaiyozet ndo yakanga yakamira yakachengetedza kuti tisadarike imwe nzira yavanga vachiti hatifani kudarika anditika. Ndopa vakatanga kurova mastudents asi hapana mastudents vakakanda matombo sezvo vakanyora, hakuna mastudent akakanda matombo. Panotori nemavhidhios atoripo izvezvi, amwe acho atokandwa pamasocial media nechii nechii anoratidza zvakaitika. Mastudents ndo vaitorohwa nesecurity yekupaiet. Actually the university they wanted to counteract that effect nekuti nyepera kuti vakakanda matombo, asi hapana kana mastudent kana wanu akakanda dombo.
Please do stay on the line the mkoma wangu an anonymous student talking to us from some church that we are also not identifying in Harare again for obvious reasons. And joining me now is my third guest, and that's a man who needs no introduction. That's Doug Coltart, a human rights lawyer. Doug, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, I understand that you are representing, is it some of these students or all of these students? What's going on? Tell us, you know, your role there. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. So together with ZLHR, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, we are representing all of the students on a number of matters. So the first thing that we're doing, we are challenging the eviction of the students from their residences, which we feel is unlawful. because there was no court order, which is something that is required by the Constitution, that evictions are arbitrary unless a court order is obtained before the eviction happens. So that matter goes to court tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. That will be heard by the High Court as to whether that the High Court considers that eviction illegal. Then the other matter, which we're also representing, two of the students have been arrested. One is the SRC treasurer, the UZ SRC treasurer, who has been arrested and charged with inciting public violence, and then another student who has been charged with criminal nuisance. So the student charged with criminal nuisance will be let go this evening, but the SLC treasurer remained in cells tomorrow, and so we'll be taking that matter to court tomorrow as well.
So you are talking of the SRC Treasurer General, and I believe that's Ignatius. Are there any other students in custody tonight?
No, so it's just the one student who is in custody tonight, so just Ignatius. The other student, I understand, was to be let go. So at this stage, it's just Ignatius, but there are two others who remain in detention tonight. So that's Pastor Ivan Mawaride, who was invited by the students to speak at the demonstration, as well as a friend and a driver of Pastor Ivan. So they have both been charged with inciting public violence as well. Despite the fact that in fact, in Pastor Ivan's speech, he actually encouraged the students not to engage in violence, and despite the fact that Ocean was not even present at the time and was simply the driver, he too has been charged with inciting public violence, which is actually absurd, really. I don't think there's any other way to describe it.
And when does Pastor Mawarire go to court?
Constitutionally, he must go to court tomorrow, because by tomorrow, the mandatory 48-hour window within which arrested persons must be brought to court will expire, because this is now the second night that Pastor Ivan has been in prison. So unless the police are willing to violate the Constitution, we expect he should be in court tomorrow morning.
Thank you there, Doug. Please do stay on the line. That's Doug Coltart, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Start umlaleli u-Oscar Ndlovu ewange. Kunjani Ndlovu baba?
Kunjani.
Siyaphila. Kunjani ewange?
Hayi wange, iyakanda.
Isikhathi sakhona baba. Akusiphi umbono wakho?
Hayi, thina sizuhlungu mina ngomenzi by profession. Namadokotela afundayo omele aripise amadokotela esebenza lawo ehlukunyezwa kangaka ukuze sizuhlungu. Asikwazi ukuthi isasa yezempilakahle yake ihamba njani. Nxa abantwana bayabe befunda, ukufundela ubudokotela kubuhlungu, ukufundela ubunesi kubuhlungu. Kubuhlungu kakhulu, umuntu uyabe ezinikele enhliziyweni yakhe. But nxa sehlukuluzwa somele aqede izifundo zakhe esenziwa so, angiboni ukuthi uyabe ezaphinda empilweni yabo sikhathazenisele ukwenza lowo msebenzi, ngoba umsebenzi wangkhona mkhulu.
Ngezinye indlela uthi uhulumende kalunika uxhaso olwaneleyo kubafundi.
Kakhulu umuntu ntamekithi koze lokaba uzinikela uba ngunesi uba ngudokotela, yakuzinikela empilweni yakho ukuthi uzanceda abantu abagulayo impilo yakho yonke. And kudinga umuntu ezibikileyo, ngoba abaningi bayayekela bathi hhayi lokhu angikukwanisi. Kufuna umuntu sibili olesibidi ozimiseleyo, but nxa abantwana besaqalisa njalo umsebenzi wakho omzima, so umsebenzi olulo ukuthi kuthiwa yatipata-pata lapho uyekele umsebenzi onzimoya wokufuna ukuthi izinhlalo lokuthi uhlale ukhuleke uNkulunkulu akuxhase ukuthi uwanelise ukuthi ngincedakanye abantu.
Mhm, hayi limqotho baba Ndlovu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Qhubu kube lapha kuhle abantu ba.
Hayi kulungile.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Uqakathekile umsebenzi owenzayo. That's Oscar Ndlovu calling us up from Wange. He says he is a nurse and he obviously sympathizes with the UZ students. Dagga, before I come to you, let me welcome Alistair Funye, Zinasu official. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Funye.
Siyabonga bhuti, siyabonga linjani mahlaba esulu.
Siyabonga
ukuba niyanikile lo mhlaba.
Kakhulu Funye, siphilile lathi ngapha sibonile lijone ligijigiji malapha lidingela abafundi laba ukudla njengezinasu. Unjani umumo ungasichazisela abanye basemachurchi bangapha abanye?
Abanye basemachurchi abanye of course labo lapho behlala khona njengama-leaders ezinaso. Usekretari jenerali namuhla ntambama ukwanise ukuthatha about 10 students ukuthi ehambe labo endlini yakhe lapho ahlala khona, nami ngikwanise ukuthatha 10 ukuthi ngihambe labo bahlala khona. So sinaso sikwanise ukumanage about 20 students ukuthi sihambe labo, so i-identify accommodation labo akwanise ukulala khona.
Kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela babiza uMawarire. UMawarire is considered an agitator by the Zimbabwean government. Do you think it was a wise idea to bring him on?
Thina njengeZimbabwe National Students Union, ukubuya kukaMawarire, yes, solidarity is important at some point in time. But what I'm asking is this guy, Omarare, is solidarity. Not come into campus, but by nature, some solidarity platforms are different from Uwe campus.
Mm-hmm. So what next for these students, Funye?
Overlandelayo ukuthi these students, they don't have accommodation now. Number two, they don't have food. Number three, some students are prepared for their exam. So as far as we are concerned, we are trying to re-engage with the administration in the state of Zimbabwe, which is what you say, at least to bring back those students into campus, especially campus, and able to take care of their research and be valuable for the next coming exam.
Mm-hmm. Qhubeka ubambile khonapho Funye. Doug, coming back to you, there is now debate about the involvement of Pastor Mawarire in this matter. Some, of course, are critical, saying that, you know, he should not have involved himself in this matter, given his toxic nature. And I'm saying toxic in quotes. You know, that's... how the government views him, while some are saying that, you know what, there's no separation between politics and these students' well-being. Mawarire has a right to associate with any cause. What do you make of those two arguments? Doug?
To say, I think it is important for the students' issues to be made front and center, right? So the issue of the fee hike needs to be made front and center, and so I understand the concerns about the politicization of that. But I think, as you have said, the important thing to remember is that that student-focused issue is certainly connected to the broader political system, and And indeed, the response of the university in such a repressive manner is really indicative of the fact that the university system is really a mirror of what goes on at the national level, and that students' issues will not really be dealt with until the oppressive political system is dealt with. Now, in terms of the involvement of Pastor Mawarire, I think it's really a lot of the criticism I feel is unfair. Pastor Mawarire was asked by students to come and give a solidarity message about the students' issues. He exercised his constitutional rights. He, in fact, encouraged the students to remain peaceful, which is, in fact, a positive message. And the fact that he was arrested, some people say that, well, he should have known that he was arrested. Well, you know, just because we live in an oppressive society, should we stop exercising our constitutional rights? I don't think so. I think we need to keep pushing the boundaries.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Doug. Please do stay on the line. Va pita matarusi va dzoka zvekare parunare va pita matarusi ndi mumiriri wechinoya I think kudare reparamende uyezve vano vasachigaro ve komiti yeparamende inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro soro vamatarusi coming back to you ndine mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro kuapotera kuimwe chechi kuHarare nhasi. Mukoma wangu muchiripo parunhare?
Ndichiripo parunhare. Ndichiripo.
Okay. Ndina vamatarusi sekutaura kwangu ndisachigaro vekomiti yeparamendi inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro-soro. Pane zvamunoda kubvunza here kana kuti magrievances enyu amunoda kusvitsa kuna vamatarusi vakateerera varipo? Taurai navo.
Isusu sema students epa UZIT taita meeting na dean of students magrievances edu akaitwa kubva muna January akaendeswa kuna the vice chancellor of the University of Zimbabwe. So we wrote a petition, so we expecting kunge tichipiwa mhinduro, but hatina kunge taona mhinduro. I think and I hope kuti the vice chancellor or vanhu vari kumusoroko vanoziva our grievances, but ingori nyaya hatizive kuti vakamagarira here kana takasuda kuti pamhinduro. Saka isusu sekufunga kwedu, we thought kuti this committee ya Mr. Peter Matarose, ya Matarose, inoziva nezvemagrievances yedu. Takatonyora pasi sema students.
Ari kutaura mudzidzi vamatarusi.
Mastudents akauya nema grievances awo akanyorwa zvakanaka, vakabatana nevamwe vekuMSU, vamwe vekuLawayo. And tichiitadanho zvokuti tisangane nemayunivhesities akasiyana-siyana tigopa ripoti yakakwana kudare. Ndingati kana vakateerera last week padaitenderera necommunity HIV, ndakatotaura nyaya yemagrievances ndiri kuMSU campus yavo yokuzvishavane, ndichitobvunza ndichitsvaga maanza nekuengeja maticha avo. Saka hatisati tapedza, because mainvesti akawanda, komiti yakawanda, kana tazopedza tichabva tesa ripoti yacho yakakwana nemarekomendations edu kuti apinde mudare.
But specifically isusu sema students.
I think I've lost one of my guests there. I think is that student who is currently at some church, sheltered at some church in Harare. But we'll be trying to reconnect with him shortly. Doug, please do stand by. And Funye, also do stand by. Mr. Matarusi, ndibo mvunza nanga nchivunza runare rwenyu rusati rwakata. Nanga nchivunza inini nyaya yema student loans. Iri kufamba sei nyika dzese za ndingafunga nezvadzo. Any normal country, hurumende iri kubatsira ma students vadzidzi nema loan. zvakambenge zvichiitika kuZimbabwe. What's going on now? Why is that not happening?
Takana tokugara pasi na minister tikamuonesa kuti vana vanoda kubatsirwa. And policy ripo ndekuti from August onward vana vachapiwa maloan. Economy yedu haisi capable kuti tipe magrant asi maloan vachaawana from August zvichingamberi. Ipromise yatakatiwa nehurumende kuti vana vanenge vaakubatsirwa saizvozvo.
Mhm, saka hurumende iri kuvimbisa kuti ichazvigadzira izvi.
Kuti muna August vanenge vakupa maloan.
Muna August. I understand my student is back and Vamataru is saying that the government from August will be giving my student loans. What's your take on that?
So far, we are not mainly concerned about my loans or my grants. As a college of science, as a faculty of medicine, as students, tirikuda kuti fees iregedze kukwira. That's our main preference, and ndizvo zvatirikuda izvozvo, kuti fees inofanira kutongodzika. Zvema grants or ma promises, ema grants or ma loans, izvozvo tangasa tadiscuss as ma students. But for now, our main issue was kuti fees ngaidzike, ngairegedze kukwira izvozvo. That's our main take as students izvozvo.
Mhm ukalange bakalange ndaba yefees ke bathi okwama loan okuthi azabuya ngo August yebo kuhle kodwa udaba olumqoka abangalo kathesi ludaba lokuthi impadalo yehliswe funye and dog would you any of you want to jump in there? Funye first, then Doug.
Yeah, ngakanyele indaba yabalonje. Mele sibuye back to the economic crisis ekhangelane lelizwe lethu leZimbabwe. With the government flexible ukunika amalonje. Once it becomes a problem, you find out ukuthi the number of our students at my institution, these are free to the budget in the parliament to offer those loans. I can't be lying. When we say it is impossible for the government to go it alone, ukupa my students a loan.
Mm-hmm. So, kumele benze njani lapho?
Ngasikhuluma iway forward thina especially coming from the Zinaso party sithi what the government need to do especially ngabekhala ngendaba zamaloans is to involve all stakeholders that have interest into the student community. Ngasikhayela abantu abanjengabezimdef, ngasikhayele abantu abanjengabo lawyers for human rights, ngasikhayela abantu abanjenge-civil society, cooperative world, because these are the same people that can able to provide attachment for our students, because at the end of the day, they need to a practical work for them to graduate.
Mm-hmm. Doug, your turn. And also, you know, looking at the national budget, education normally doesn't come anywhere close to defense when it comes to, you know, the budget allocation. What's your take on that?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you raised that, because that's exactly the point I wanted to make, is that it really comes down to an issue of priorities for the government. We see budgetary allocations that are completely skewed towards maintaining a repressive state, budgetary allocations towards huge budgetary allocations towards defense and the police and most especially to the travel of the president, who's spending millions of dollars on travel for the president, and a meager allocation towards education. Now, of course, there is need to engage the private sector when it comes to loans for students as well. But then when you have an economic system that is stacked against the revival of our economy, then, you know, it's very difficult for businesses to do that when, you know, the economy has been totally decimated by the policies of this government. But the point remains that education is a constitutional right, which must be given effect to. And so it's crazy in the economic environment that we have, where people are struggling to pay fees as they currently are, for there to be 100% hike in fees. It simply is unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there, Doug. Looking at Professor Jonathan Moyo's Twitter feed, he's the Minister of Higher Education. So, Dr. Pesisai Ruanya, in light of the UZ incident, tweeted earlier saying, asking Professor Moyo, would the Zimbabwe University of Zimbabwe medical students strike not be a good opportunity to discuss higher education policies around students' funding? To which Professor Moyo replied, "It is, and we will take that opportunity." He went on to tweet the way forward, saying that students facing challenges in paying the fees should apply for a payment plan and continue to attend lectures while they are paying agreed affordable installments until outstanding fees are fully paid. Mkomo wangu vari kuchechi mdzidzi, is that not a good idea?
The issue about my payment plans, Andika, it's just a guarantee a way kunzi tinofana kuti tibhadhara. There is current way a payment plan, but if you look into the situation, there are a lot of students who cannot afford even to pay the current fees. Ya garantori vapasina an increment vanotori nezvikwere to use it, Andika. And then someone came on and saying kuti we are now increasing the fees and then tine a payment plan. I don't know what are they really trying to say, Andika, because payment plan ya garantori papa use it, Andika, but we are not even afford kutokwanisa kutobhadhara the current amount ya garantori, because our parents, some of our parents, they are vendors. Havatokwanisi kana kutotengesa zvekuti vanokwanisa kuti vabate kuti vakwanise kuunganidza school fees. And we came from me, I can say humble background, but from poor background, you understand? So ndozvinotoitika izvozvo. Tirikutaura kuti isusu hatikwanisi kubhadhara mari yakawanda. Ishi mari yakawandisa ndozvatiri kutaura semastudents. Hatiti kuti tirikuti tinozobhadhara tichidai tichase, asi tiri kuti hatitikwanisa kubhadhara mari yakawandisa. Not everyone ana baba vanokwanisa kunge vachibhadhara mari yeschool fees yakawandisa, and not everyone ane scholarship, and tikutoti mari iripo yakawandisa zvingaita.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there. Vamatarose nibodzoka kwamuri, mataura kuti starting in August ma student loans ari kudzoka. Pane zvimwe zvitsva zvamunogona kutaurira veruzhinji nenyaya dzedzidzo yepamusorosoro zviri kuuya?
Ndingati hapana zvizhinji zvendingada kuwedzera pane zviri kuuya, nokuti chandongoziva pari zvino chekuti promise yatakapiwa naminister nehurumende kuti August vanhu vachawana maloni. Chandiri kungochemawo ipapa pataime andatosvika ndeyekuti generally mainvestor acho ari underfunded, anotoda kuti iwedzerwe. Toramba tichingolobha kuti iwedzerwe funding, iwedzerwe kuti maresources, kuti mainvestor agoita maresearch agosimudza nyika ende mberi, vana vagowana funding yakakwana. Ndozvandingataura kuzhinji.
Mm-hmm. Rambai maka muri parunare mukoma vamatarose ingize kuwe pfunye ngaphandle kwesehlakalo se-University of Zimbabwe lesi sesikhangela nje imfundo yangaphezulu umumo emakolishini ema-universities lapha umi njani?
Nxa sikhangela imfundo yema-universities sihlangana la two main issues okumele siwa-address. Number one, iyindaba ye-privatization of education, because nxa sikhangela i-privatization of education sebe sikhangela abantu abanjengabasefatima, sikhangela abantu abasemadlambuzi, sikhangela abantu abasedongodongwe, sikhangela abantu abasechilamambawu echolotho behluleka uku-assessa imfundo i-health tertiary because of incapacity of i-privatization. Ngoba nxa sikhangela i-economic status sikhangela ukuthi khona ama-students ona lawa abe ne-15 point and above, they are not able to access i-high and tertiary education, hence leading to ama-capitalist abantu already abalemali being able to access i-high and tertiary education because of the issue of privatization. I-privatization leading to disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuza ama-loans, disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuza ama-scholarships. Yes, at the end of the day, babe confronted with my issues with the Avala fees or the pattern.
Mr. Funye, there is an argument that education in Zimbabwe compared to other countries is very cheap. What you guys are required to pay is, next to nothing compared to what students in other countries, for instance America, have to pay. Is that a fair comparison or a false comparison?
No, there's a bogus element as far as that comparison is concerned, because looking at the economic meltdown, and looking at economic quagmire that the people of Zimbabwe are facing, we are confronted with the issue that each and every individual has to survive by a dollar point to survive a day. While the students themselves, they cannot even access 10 cents of that dollar point. So hence it brings forth the victimization of students, female students, who at the end of the day have to reside with the garden boys for them to attend lectures at the University of Zimbabwe. We should even reside with garden boys, cell phone park, to be able to access education infrastructure at NAS. We should also reside with combi drivers. At the end of the day, we should transport them from point A to point B. Yes, it is an unfair disclosement of this discourse, saying that people in the Republic, meaning Zimbabwe, henceforth have to live within a dollar and a half.
Please do stay on the line there. Coming back to you, Mkomo Angu, Mzizi, Ari Kuchechi, Uko. Fair or foul argument?
Isusu tangati singotaurawo semastudents kuti pari zvino sekuda kuita nhasi tine chimo chimwe chete changachida kuti tingonzikwa. Chitemo chatimire iyo zvino chekutanga ndechefizi, kuti fizi ngaidzike, zvatangati tingokumbira at the moment. And then iwo zvekuzotiwo tazodzokerawo kuchikoro tazonodzidzawo zvazvimwewo, but chakaita kuti tiende tinoratidzira yanga iri nyaya yekuti fizi ngaidzike. And ndo chinangwa chedu ichocho semastudents, every student ndo chinangwa chake kuti fizi ngaidzike.
Please do stay on the line there. Ndimbotora mutereri mukoma Donald kuJoni. Maakadi mukoma wangu?
Ndiripo mukoma kimutunga muri cheko.
Ndiripo hameno imimi kuJoni uko.
Kutatarika mukoma, inhamo yogaga takatira nhamo yatinongoramba ichititeverera kunze kwose.
Nhamo nde munhu wese mukoma wangu, ingava dzidzi vari kuridzawo mhere wani.
Yeah, see, you guys know, instead, you have a good one.
Saka muri kuti mukoma Donald Madara aya ana hanya nevadzidzi nekuti vana vavo vari kudzidza panze kwenyika uyezve ivo pachavo vakadzidzawo panze kwenyika.
Exactly. Mukatasa wamuona iko zvino mukatasa vazhinji vavana vavo vanotouya vamwe vari kuno kunana Cape Town maunivhesiti mamwe kunana vakazara kunana America ikoko ndokwavanopinda kunana China uko kwose ndokwavanoenda ndidi. Ava varimombe vavarukadza vanhu vari kutamburawo vanhu vakatokurawo chiregwa nana mbuya achibika ndari vasina mari yacho yekuti iri kutambwa kuti vanga mbuya just in ordinary mchembere ari kumusha anoreza mari yose vanhu vakakura chiregwa nambuya mugoma mbuya vachibika mari ende vachikuti vakwanise kumusvisa paextende yaasvika kuti aende kuzezi ndi mbuya vaibika vachienda kumaricho saka iko zvino chindu dzati mari iri kutambwa iye inototyisa iye anachirwara mugoma achitaura inoreizika sei inowanikwa kupi iye munhu achitadza nemamiriro akaita nyika mugoma. Munhu achitadza kutora $20 paeko keshi achitadza kutoiwana mari yacho kubhengi kwacho vanhu achiita zvicho aripo iye unenge uchiitora kubhengi washanda kupi hakuna basa munyika ani muri kuona zvandi kuti vari kutadza vanhu ava havana kana hanya shuwa kutokoniwa kuti chava hanya kwete zvokuti kutokona kutode vanga vachitobva vachitozivawoka vachisiya kubva vana mudhenge vachipo ndozvavaingeita ta hakusi kuti akagwa macomplaints emastudents nhasi mudhenge aripo vakamboita saizvo the same so hazvizi kuti ministry iyo yakaita munyama kudaro neiko inongopa vanhu anotasevanoziva but vashingati acho anoziva noti ndokutasa kuzora dzati havazivi zvaari kuita izvozvo kuti azitoziva ikoko.
Aiwa mataura mukoma Donald, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Oraiti mugoma maita basa ndotingosimbisawo vako mugoma wangu vavo nevamwe mastudents azingwa kungoti hashingai mwoyo musadzokera kumashure.
Aha, hanzi rambai makashinga namukoma Donald. Uyakhuluma lapha uDonald ofona eseSouth Africa uthi okuhluphayo yikuthi iziphathamandla zikarhulumente kazizihluphi ngokulungisa udaba lwezemfundo ngoba abantu abazo bagcwele phandle kwelizwe emazweni afana lapho South Africa emayunivesithi adulayo abanye bangaphi emelika abanye bangaphi ngaphi ngakho udubo olubhekane labafundi eZimbabwe uhulumende kalandaba lalo ngoba abantwaba eziphathamandla baphandle kwelizwe. Uyakhuluma lapho uDonald Funye. Alo Funye. Alo Alistair.
Yebo. Yebo mkhona.
Ye ngithi umzila uDonald lapha. Yebo iziphathamandla kazi sihlophi na ngenxa yokuthi abantu abazo baphandle kwelizwe.
Eh ngizwile ama points athezwa uDonald.
Isingathi le point yini and I think he does because look at it this way. Let's take for instance the healthcare system that we have in Zimbabwe. If and only if government officials including the president himself, if they were so much committed to the local healthcare system And if the president, instead of traveling to Malaysia, he committed his health to local doctors, local health institutions, I think we would have a better system. And I think that also goes for the education sector. I'm just saying, sitate umlaleli njalo timotora mtereri, tava kuinda kumaguma chirongwa chedu, mtereri mkoma tawuya ku South Africa. Magadi mkoma wangu.
Anga simba heli baba.
Ataka simba kunge njanji chayo koi mimi.
Ayo watirinani chando chete chando.
Chando chapisa.
Chando chapisa.
Ainguwa yache mdara. Mapina mchirongwa.
Ayo andinotenda baba. Ndada kutaura ninya iri kuitika pa university yo. Inya inorwadza mukoma. Ngatitarise nguva yatirino, inguva yaJune. Wachidzinga wana hawana kwekuenda. Chechipiri, tiri kutarisirawo kuti nyika yedu iwe nana chiremba wemunyika medu. But iwo tiri kuona kuti madhara yaya ari kutoda kuuraya kuti nyika yedu yacho irege kubudirira kuenda mberi. Inogobudirira seiko? Tongorapwa tiri kune dzimwe nyika here? Handizvo ndo zvacho zvatofanira kutarisira kubuilda nyika yedu. Even if nyango wakavapa mascholarship vanhu iwawavo, tiwo wachange wachingosenzera vari munyika yedu. Chakashata chii baba? Nyaya iyi inorwadza mukoma, inorwadza. Vamwe vari kushupika kuti vatombobhadhareka mari kadiki diki ikako kekuti vanyore dzama. Apa dzama raapadhuze vana vaakudzingwa, which means vazhinji vachatotadza kunyora nekuenderera mberi nenyaya iyoyi.
Nyaya inonzwisa tsitsi chaizvo.
Aiwa, zvinoda kuti hurumende yacho, kana iri hurumende chayo chaiyo inoziva zvairi kuita, ine tsitsi nekubudiriro yenyika, inofanira kuact against this situation. Vana vadzokere muchikoro, vanyore bvunzo dzavo, vazoiwa nevachiremba vachatirapa isu, tachemberawo tadzoka kunyika yedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma tauya nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndatenda hangu zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Okay, thank you so much. Ngomlaleli utauya fona ese South Africa. Mukoma wangu kuyuze tuko kuchurch ndimbodzoka kwamuri tivhare chirongwa. Tipei mashoko enyu ekupedzisira.
Mashoko ekupedzisira tinotenda nerutsigiro rwatinopiwa nemachechi akasiyana-siyana nemaorganization akasiyana-siyana anotibatsirawo. Especially vati pavo pekurara nekudya nevamwe vanongoramba vachingotikurudzirawo and then vamwe ana chiremba vakabatsirawo hanzvadzi dzedu izvezvi vakavapa pekurara ndo vatinotenda and then tinotarisirawo uyezve tine hope tinotarisirawo yekuti vakuru vedu vachanyorovesa mwoyo vonyatsonzwisisawo chimo chedu uyezve neramangwana vonyatsoonawo kuti mabatsiro avakatiitawo sanezuro handifungi kuti avafaniri tokumbirawo kuti vasamadzokorodze vanofanira kungoti nzwisisawo ndo zvatinotarisirwa semastudent kutiwo vapavisewo mwoyo wavo vanyorovesewo mwoyo wavo vanyatsoti nzwisisawo situation yedu semastudent ndiwo mashoko angu iwayo uyezve ndinotenda neruzhinji rwezimbabwe nemashoko ecomfort avari kungotipawo nekudzikira kwavari kungotiitawo semastudent but inongotiri pamwe chete nehondo.
Aiwa, tinomushuvira rombo rakanaka mukoma wangu and all shall be well. Tinotenda zvikuru ticharamba tichikurukura.
Okay, maita basa.
Thank you so much, Zimbabwe. This is it from me and Tungamili Komo, your host, and of course the crew behind the scenes. I'd like to say thank you to expelled UZ student that we will not be identifying. You heard from him. We also heard Alistair Punye, Zinasu official, Doug Coltart, my good friend there, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and of course, lawmaker Dr. Peter Mataruse, chairman of the committee on higher education. Again, I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Let's meet again next Tuesday. Good night, Zimbabwe.